Welcome to the Podiatry Business Podcast, brought to you by your host, Lorcan O'Donnella, podiatrist and health business mentor, the podcast that is designed to help current and aspiring podiatry clinic owners to make the most of their clinic, turning it into a true business that can work without them, allowing them the freedom to earn more, work less, and live a better life.
Welcome to the latest episode of the Podiatry Business Podcast with myself, Lorcan O'Donnella, podiatry business mentor and clinic owner. So the title of today's podcast is What Makes a Good Email? Now, as part of the Done For You complete marketing service that I provide for podiatry clinics and for physio clinics, one of the things that we do is we set up automated email sequences for clients. So that it follows up on leads. So essentially any lead that they get from whatever way, Google, organic, etc., we would have an automated follow-up sequence, WhatsApp, text, and so on. Part of it is emails that go out. Now, that's not what I'm talking about here. What I am talking about is another part of that service that we provide to clinic owners. And usually they're not actually expecting it when they join, and they're certainly not expecting the results that they get from it, and that is reactivation of your database. So past patients who stopped coming, or indeed even leads who never actually converted to begin with. So reactivation of your database via email. So how basically what I'm talking about here is your database is a list of potential patients, past patients, and so on, that you have their contact details. So you have their name and you have their email, obviously, so that you can contact them via email. If you want to contact them via phone or text, you need a phone number, but we're talking about email. And what you're going to do is you're going to send out emails to these people on a regular basis. And on occasion, what you'll do is you'll actually get them to you give them an offer and you try to get them to come back into your clinic. Now, the mistake that I see clinic owners making when they try this is they don't nurture their database. So what does nurture mean? What I mean by nurture is that you're sending regular emails to your database where you're not trying to get them to come back in. You're basically just giving them useful information. And it's got to be interesting. It can't be boring. Your emails should never be boring because your clients or your patients, your database, never want to read a boring email. If they read one of your boring emails, they'll never open another one. So the mistake that they make is they're not sending consistent emails to them and warming up the audience to the idea that you should. It's worth your while looking at my emails. So you've got to nurture these. And I've seen clinic owners come along and they grasp the idea of the reactivation because they see other clients of mine using it and getting great results, and they go, okay, I'll do that too, and they send out an email and straight away the email is an offer, and it doesn't work. It falls flat because they haven't nurtured their database. Now let me tell you about the power of this. So I'm going to tell you first about client A. So client A, just today at the time I'm recording this, let me know that they had taken an email sequence that we had provided for them. In this case, they're a podiatry clinic and they sent out a plantar fascia email sequence to reactivate. So it'll either be one email or it'll be maybe usually a three-step email campaign that we set up for them, all automated. So they sent it out whenever they need to. So if they're looking at the diary, the diary's a little bit empty and they think, God, I could do it with some patients coming back in or filling up the diary, they'll start with the email sequence and they'll send it out. And they fill the diary. And it's free. It doesn't cost them anything because it's an email. It costs nothing. And this particular client, when I asked, how did he get on? About a month later, he was able to come back and say he had made over £5,000 from this email sequence. So £5,000 from his database of existing patients, lapsed patients, and leads who hadn't converted. People that weren't coming back otherwise, and it cost them nothing to send it because the price of sending an email is practically nothing. Okay, over £5,000, and that just shows you how effective it is. Story two would be another client of mine, client B. Client B is another podiatrist, and this podiatrist decided that he was going to start offering physiotherapy services. So he got a physio to agree to come in and work like maybe 1 or 2 days a week. Can't remember exact details. To his current clients, and he's going to start treating neck pain, back pain, and so on, because people who have feet and come to a podiatric clinic also get back problems and so on. So he needed to fill the diary in really quickly. So what we did is we used a email, reactivation email. In this case, it was just one email, and he gave an offer for the physio, and I think he gave like 50% off or 55% off, something like that. I can't remember exactly. And what he did is he filled completely the physio's diary for the first 2 weeks just via email. No paid marketing spend needed at this point. So it shows you the power of having reactivation and of using email. So what makes a good email for this? Now, if you're doing nurturing emails, if you're doing automated emails, there's a slight difference. But what we're talking about here is reactivation emails. So firstly, the main thing is the subject line. You have to have a great subject line. So a subject line is basically the line that they see in their inbox, the words that they see in their inbox. And if the subject line does not capture people's interest, they're not going to open the email. And then it doesn't matter how good the email is, it is a waste of time because no one's ever seen it. So you have to have a really good quality subject line, and the copy's got to be really good. It's got to resonate with who you're trying to attract. And it has to have the psychology of interesting people enough to go, okay, I wonder what this is about, for example. And that's something we teach our clients, and indeed for our Done For You marketing services, we just do it for them. Then the email itself has to be a personal email. So it has to be to the patient. So it has to have the patient's name in the email. So just this week I saw a client send out an email reactivation email. It didn't work, and it was because it said, "Dear patient." And it was so obvious straight away that, among other things, yeah, other mistakes, but it said, "Dear patient." It was so obvious. This is just a broadcast email. It was not personalized to the person. And then the email has to be from the owner or the practice manager, whoever, the receptionist even, but it's got to be personal, and it's got to feel like it's from them, and it's got to be something about them. Why? Because people buy from people that they know, that they like, and they trust. They are more likely to buy from you personally than they are from a large corporation or a company, especially when it comes to this sort of stuff. So you got to put out something impersonal about you. And sometimes what will happen for clinic owners is they find that a bit hard to grasp. Well, how do I say? Who's going to be interested in me? But you'll be surprised. One of the best converting emails is when you mention your dog or your kids, and you put that in, you talk about whatever. We had one client whose dog died. So she put in an email up to just explaining how her dog died and how it made her feel and so on and how it happened. And now she's out walking on her own, wasn't able to go walking with the dog, and et cetera, et cetera, and led this onto an offer. And converted patients, reactivated patients. It's got to have a worthwhile offer. So the offer has to be something that's going to basically make people get up off the couch and go, I want that. 10% off is not going to cut it. It needs to be something that is, wow, that is really worthwhile. I'm going to take it. So in my clinic, my own clinic, we use free assessments all the time. We give free appointments in these emails. Now, you might go, I'm not going to do it for free. So I'll give you an example. We did one last year on, and we give free knee pain assessments away. So we ended up with 12 people coming in. And of the 12, 10 went ahead and converted into ongoing plan of care. And we made €8,000. So the free assessments, while it cost me whatever, 4, 5, 6 hours to do the treatment, the initial assessments, I would then, as the clinic owner, was then able to have these patients treated by my staff, and we €8,000 from one email was a fantastic result. So it's got to be a worthwhile offer. If it's a cheap offer, if it's something that they're going to go, that's not worth my while, you're not going to get a response. There needs to be a reason to act now. So if it's like, you know, you can have it anytime you like, or there's a million of these available, well, there's no rush to pick up the phone or reply to the email, etc. You need to have a reason to act now. So it's got to be a limited number, limited period of time, etc. And what we found through testing is what works best is a limited number combined with a limited time. Because if it's limited time, 1 week only, people will always leave it till day 6.5 to contact you. But if there's only 5 available, they'll ring you straight away because they're thinking in their head, well, surely 5 people are going to phone and I won't be able to get one. So you got to have a reason to act now. And then you got to have clear instructions on what you want them to do next. Now, this seems really obvious, but you need to actually tell them, phone this number and quote this offer or reply to this email asking for your free appointment, etc., etc. It's so obvious, but people leave it out. And as a result, clients don't know what to do. They don't do it and they miss out on the offer. So some other points I just wanted to go through. So that's the main things that you need in a good email to reactivate your patients. That you need to make sure your whole team is ready and that they know that what you're doing and they understand the concept of the offer of the email, so that it's not a situation where I've had in the past. I've sent out an email long distant time ago and forgot to tell my front desk, and patients were ringing up asking for the offer. My front desk didn't know what they were talking about. You need to make sure, like I said, that you've nurtured your database before you start to try and give them offers and emails. So if you haven't done this before, start nurturing them now. One email a week is plenty. It's just send an email a week with some useful information, maybe your latest blog, etc., etc. And then maybe once a month, once every 3-4 emails, put in an offer. If you do an offer every single week, you will burn through your database and it will not work. And then lastly, don't have any images. So people like to put images of or their logo, etc., etc. Don't do any of that, because firstly, you're not going to sell any more because you're selling, you have your image, because you're not a shop, you're not an online shop. And when you have images and logos and that kind of stuff, you're going to find that the email providers are going to have a firewall, and you're going to end up in spam far more than you will if it's just simple text. So simple text is the most appropriate. And if you think about it, if you get this right and you have a bank of, say, 6 or 12 email offers, reactivations that you have, and they're well written, it's as good, if not better, than shares in the bank. Because whenever you need to, you can simply send that out, reactivate patients, and start to fill up your patient, your client, your staff's diary and generate profits from that. It's like having shares in the bank that's paying you out a dividend whenever you need to do. So these are marketing assets that you can use in your clinic on a consistent basis whenever you need to. And the beauty of sending an email is it costs you nothing. If you were to do the same thing through a newspaper ad, the same text, etc., it might cost you an average of, say, $500, £500, whereas the email is practically zero cost. So I hope that helps. I hope that makes you start to think about, maybe I need to start sending out some reactivation emails, and what do I need to have to make it a good email? Now, if this is something you're interested in, this is what we help our clients to do. And if you're in our Done For You marketing service, our complete Done For You marketing service, we just give these to you on a plate. You swipe them and you deploy them through our system to your database. And like the client I mentioned earlier on who made 5,000 from his email sequence, you plug and play and as required. So if this is something you're interested in, then, and you want to hear more about it, go to our website, morepracticeprofits.com, book a 10-minute triage call and have a conversation with one of my team, just a quick phone call where they'll talk about, find out what your issues are, what your frustrations are with your business and with your marketing. And then we'll have a chat and see if we think we're the right fit for you. If we think we can help, we'll tell you so. If we don't think we'll help, if we think we're in the wrong place, we'll guide you to another solution wherever is most appropriate for you. So this is Lorcan O'Donnell, podiatry business mentor and clinic owner, signing out. Until next time.